Right, Sam again, just starting another boo, and I'll pause it and restart it through the day at various points. We're just coming into Hereford, actually. First stop is the agency to get our keys. Sorry, my headphone wires got tangled around my back, that's better. I won't record in the agency, but...
We saw gypsies.
We did see gypsies on the side of the road just now. Apparently had about 8 horses grazing on the side of the road and 2 old-fashioned gypsy caravans that I went on a holiday on a gypsy caravan once, but that's another story altogether.
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing jeggings and
400 yards,
a fawn top with gold threads going through it today.
Exit.
I'll stop this for now then, and I will give you updates throughout the day.
Yards, enter the roundabout.
Okay, so we now have the keys to our new bungalow. Oh, we did a mammoth signing in the agency. God, I've never signed so many things in a blooming letting agency. And we just called into the job centre to transfer over from Pontypool to Hereford with regard to JSA. And we've been presented with another JSA1 form. We've got to fill in the whole claim again. They're not going to reassess the claim again. It's just because we're changing our address. Nothing's ever simple. We've got to fill in the whole damn thing again by Friday, because that's when our appointment is. So, yeah, that's really helpful. I said, well, they didn't tell us that when I spoke to them. They just said, oh, no, go in and they'll transfer you over. Oh, no, you've got to fill in another one of these. Oh, thanks for that. So we're not going to go to the council. We're going to see if we can arrange for a visiting officer to come out and see us about that, because I can't cope with any more today. I've had enough now.
Not with any more
paperwork. So we're just going to go and try and grab something to eat, even if it's just a sarnie and a drink, and then we're going to go on to the bungalow. So, because it's...
a roll of some sort.
What time is it?
Yeah, I'll have a look now. Just even if I got to get a car.
What time is it?
Come back to Asda to get it.
It's 11:45 now, yeah. See, so by the time...
There might be a little shop up here, somewhere that sells sandwiches and all.
Yeah. I'll have a packet of crisps and all, I think.
I'm more likely to have something sweet.
Sweet, yeah, I prefer crisps.
I could do with something sweet now and all. So,
what sort of drink you going to have, girls?
Oh, I don't know. It'll have to be cold, won't it?
Mm.
Do I have a Diet Coke or something?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Coffee,
a Fanta or a...
Turn left. We'd end up having to stop somewhere for that.
Oh, shut up, phone.
You shut up. Booing?
Yeah, I am actually. Just doing a little bit of atmosphere in the car. So, anyway, I'll stop this now and I'll boo when we're outside the bungalow again. Right, we're just... Shush, phone. We're sat outside Sainsbury's at the moment. Mum's gone in to get fodder because we're all hungry. And I have in my hand a set of keys. I just thought I'd share that with you. That's our keys to the bungalow. Yay! There's 4 keys. I think there's 2 front door, 2 back door. We'll soon find out. They didn't. So do I. They didn't seem to know in the agency what the keys were. I was like, oh, that's helpful.
They
didn't
agency.
Really, did they? Jesus, they were very vague. Bless them. Oh God. But, I need the loo and all now. That's the first thing I'm gonna have to do in the bungalow is use the loo. Oh God. Luckily, we put a toilet roll with us. Sitting, waiting in the car. We're going to see how far Sainsbury's is from us. I don't think it's far at all. Mm. That'd be a nice walk. It's all right. It's still covered, yes. Yeah. I'm just quite... I'm peckish now, actually.
I am as well.
Right, Kate? Moving round in the back. Yeah. You're a good girl in the job centre, weren't you? Yeah, she was. So, I will stop this now again, I think, and I will resume when we've arrived at the bungalow. right, we have food.
We have fodder.
And we're now on our way to the bungalow.
I can function better once I've had
fodder. Yeah, I can as well.
How's your arm?
We just passed a pub called the Plough Inn, which sounds very nice.
Yeah. Oh, you never know. Maybe try it out on Sunday for roastage.
Yeah.
Or, you know, at one Sunday. Yes. So, other than that, just driving along.
Yes. Indeed. A lot of left turns. Oh, it's not far from Sainsbury. That's walkable, definitely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's walkable, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, depends how fast you walk, I suppose, to add.
Oh, me and Kate walk pretty quickly.
Yeah.
This is our driveway.
And the pub's within walking distance.
It is, actually.
It's always a good thing. Be our local.
Yeah, I suppose it would.
I have been in the cloud when I was at RNC the first time.
All right, Kate. Put my phone in my bag.
What side shall I get out?
What side shall Justine get out? This side?
Probably, yes.
Thank you. I don't need Kate's harness in here.
Go on, then.
Oh, no, I haven't got a chew with me. I know why.
Right.
I put it in my red coat pocket.
Oh, no.
Have you got nothing for it?
Only a little couple of bits of her food, that's all. I put it in my red coat pocket because I thought that's what I'd be using. Wait. Girl, wait. You'll have to have it when you get home, sweetheart. Hey? Come on, darling. Hey. Of course, you haven't been in here before, Kate. Good girl.
Come on.
Steady, Kate. Steady, Kate. Thank you. Steady. Yay, I can unlock the door. Is it just one key for the door?
It was one on our deadlock thing, isn't it?
Huh?
Dead safe, Sam. Huh? Well, you might have to use the big one first.
Oh, so it is. These keys are for the front door. God, so where's the back door key? Wait. Oh, there's one in it. Wait.
You got a tap outside?
Yeah.
What, in the back?
Oh, fab.
I'll put you on the side, yeah. I've suddenly got a bit of old paper as well there.
Oh, no, it's just one key.
Oh.
It's two, Sam. They've taken the top lock off
them. Ah.
It says two locks.
Good girl, Kate. This is our new home, Kate. Good girl. Oh, look at this, Kate. Hey, hey. Of course, Kate didn't come in here last time.
No,
she didn't. Oh, Kate. Right. Oh, it's cold in here.
It is bloody cold in here.
Can we light the fire?
That's true, actually. Yeah, we could light the fire. I didn't think of that.
Oh, well, well. Girl, Kate.
You let her off?
No, not yet. I'm going to do it. There you go. Go and have a wander. This is going to be your new home from Thursday.
Hopefully
it's off. Yay!
We'll have warmth.
We will. We will have heat.
I forgot. There was a fire. We'll have to put those heaters on, though, Ned.
Yeah, we will before we go.
Well, seriously, you two are stuck there like lemons, so I've got to have a pee.
All right, then. Oh. Yeah, you go first.
Do you need
first.
The loo roll, though? Or is that in the basket?
Oh, there's a bit in there. Right. We have a big bay window, folks.
Yeah?
Yeah?
They put up a shower in.
Have they?
Hang on.
Go on.
Hang on, you haven't seen it yet.
Why? What's wrong with it?
You didn't put up a shower in there.
Why?
What?
Hang on, she's told us half a story.
If I'm going to go for a wee, I'd better stop my booze.
They've put you a shower in, but you're not going to be able to shower in it. Why?
That's ridiculous. You should be able to. Do you want to go next, then?
No, go on. You can go.
All right, I'm going to stop this because I need to go for a wee.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Why can't we shower in it?
Because we're not the taps.
Right.
It's halfway down the wall.
Right.
And the shower screen,
yeah,
is this wide.
Does it not open? It must open
no,
out, surely.
No, that's it. It's just, Sam, it's a waste of space I'm doing it. Waste of time I'm doing it, lad.
Oh, for goodness sake. Can you show Justine where the loo is?
Yes, come on, Justine.
Right. Stop this and I will start again in a minute. So there we are, we've just had our lunch. I had a cheese ploughman roll and a piece of billionaire shortbread and some Fanta. Very nice it was too.
I had a tuna crunch roll.
You did?
Lovely.
And a packet of crisps.
A packet of crisps and a bottle of
Diet Coke. And our mum had a southern fried chicken roll and a piece of Belgian chocolate brownie.
Yeah.
And some Sprite. And I just had a good nosy round.
Yeah, we've had a nosy round.
A good look round. Kate's been out for a pee in the garden, which
yeah,
is good.
Kate's christened the garden.
She's christened the garden. We've christened the loo because we've all had a pee.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have another one before I go.
Yeah, actually,
we've turned the towel rail on in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It really is nice. I just said I kind of want it to be Thursday now.
Yeah, so we can just get
in. But it's nice now because I know a bit more about, I can tell the shape of it a bit more.
What shape is it, would you say?
Ooh.
Funny shaped, isn't it?
You come into the living room straight off the front, straight through the front door.
Yeah.
And then everything else is sort of off it down a little sort of twisty hallway.
Yeah.
It's strange. Yeah. It's an unusual shape.
Really, you can't really give it a shape.
You can't really. You can't say it's like an L shape or it's like... Because it's... No.
Yeah, funny.
It's very nice.
Anyway, I'm sure
I really like it. Right. Yeah, you come through the hallway, the kitchen's to your left, and then you sort of go through another doorway, and you've got, round to your right, you've got the bathroom and an airing cupboard, then you've got a bedroom sort of in front of you-ish, and another bedroom. I don't know, it's a strange shape. You can't really give it a... It is a bit of an hexagon, yeah, a bit like a 50p. Yeah, I suppose it is, really. Yeah, anybody want to use the loo before they go?
I will do, but you go first.
Right, I'll pause this, because they don't even be piddling in the land of boo, do you? Well, that's better. When you've got to go, you've got to go. Could you hear me piddling in the living room?
Yeah.
I thought, I heard you say something, I heard you both laugh and Justine said, oh, that's nice, isn't it? I thought, oh, no, I bet they can all hear me having a pee. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, well, there we are. Right, I'm going to have a drink of my Coke before I leave. Well, no, my Coke, my... I think I put it over here. Yes. No, that's Justine. That's mine. Do you drink yours, love?
No,
oh, what are you going to do with yours? I don't know. No, I think I'll take mine with me. Oh, I'm going to drink. Right. Goodbye then, little bungalow, until Thursday. I said goodbye, little bungalow, until Thursday. Oh, no. Oh, she's christening the loo now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Right. Should me and Kate go and get in the car?
Yes.
What did I do with her lead? Oh, it's on the windowsill, isn't it? Thank you. Come on, Kate. Oh, good girl. Can you put this down? Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah. I know, yeah. Yeah, it's my drink. That's my drink. Have you got a water bowl, love?
No, I've left it in there.
All right.
On the kitchen draining board.
Oh, well, should we leave it there?
Yeah,
I'm not going to need it at home, am I?
Oh, on,
come on, sweetheart. No, no. You wait, please. It's right, there's a cat out here and she's... Good girl, that's better. Sit for me, please. Good girl, wait. Sit, well done. Wait there. Good girl. Okay, come. Good girl.
Right, come by yourself.
Oh. It's a bit awkward, isn't it? This drive. Mind you have got a big car.
Yes.
Pardon?
It is that about it.
Come on, sweetheart. No, you can't have the cat. Come on.
Oh. Anytime you're ready, sir.
Go on then, babe, when you get. Come on. In you get. Go on. That's it.
Pretty cat at the moment. This is so
it's a very bold cat. You stay there. Good girl. Stay there. Stay in there. That's it. Good girl.
I left all the keys off. You left to lock it all, didn't I?
Oh! Yeah, you will, innit? That might help. Our mum's got to have the keys to lock the bungalow. Huh? No, our mum just said she's got to have the keys off me to lock the front door. Mum, do you want to lock the top lock as well?
Yes.
Because they had that off, didn't they, on the latch. Shall I get in this side and shift over? There we go, folks. That's, what side's Justine going to get in? Okay, that might be easier. There's not much room that side. There ain't much room that side. Right, and now we are homeward bound. Well, back to Wales, I should say. Oh. There we are. We don't need to bring any curtains because we've got curtains in all the windies. And very nice it all is too. So, I shall stop this and I shall see if I can publish it. And... Oh.
Is he looking for number two?
Yeah. What's that?
He's looking for number two.
Oh. All right.
Sam, here's your keys.
Thank you. Did you know where it was, number two?
Oh,
it's not next door to us.
No, it's number four.
Oh, is it?
Maybe opposite then. I think. Yeah, as we said, I take it that's number two.
What are we in a row of three, are we?
I'll have a look now. We've got this one, two, three.
Huh? Mum, thank you ever so much for bringing us up and doing all that.
26%. Number two is opposite the looks of it, yeah.
Oh, right.
Actually, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Well, no, actually, it doesn't, because...
Oh, no, 3-4. No, that's a bit weird.
Yeah, but opposite, Sam number two opposite.
Yeah.
That's the back of their place, is it?
Eh?
Yeah. It's the back of houses off that front road.
Oh. Oh, weird. Oh, right, I'll stop this, folks.
Oh, no, you bring me back out.
And I will boo again later.